Educators in Norway and around the Western part of the world assume that digital storytelling can develop identity, agency and digital competences by providing new ways of learning and identity expressions. The extent to which this holds true has not yet been systematically addressed. I am interested in how digital storytelling can be a mediating resource between school and leisure time as interconnected learning contexts. With the socio-cultural framework on learning and identity as a point of departure, I compare and discuss three examples of digital storytelling in three Norwegian primary school classes. The pupils were between 9 and 13 years of age. I study how the pupils' experiences of digital technologies outside of school are similar to or different from their experiences of digital storytelling within school. This is analyzed according to how they relate to multimodal resources and to the production process. When pupils get opportunities to combine content and cultural codes from leisure time with the formal codes in school and in a collaborative and explorative manner, this may enhance learning identity and agency. By comparing how teachers organize digital storytelling productions, it is also possible to learn more about how context matters for learning. My intention is to study the relation between digital practices inside and outside of school as boundary crossing. This approach goes beyond a more traditional approach in educational research, where the classroom is conceived of as a unique place for learning. Learning is approached as the capacity to adapt to changing roles within different contexts. I analyze how the pupils position and reposition learning identities as they handle different digital practices while crossing between and orienting themselves in different contexts. My findings suggest that digital storytelling might represent a boundary crossing between school and learning time digital practices. Digital storytelling provides opportunities for engagement in collaborative and explorative production practices familiar from leisure time. Pupil participation was largely evident connected to the use of multimodal resources and ways of working. However, the results illustrate how digital storytelling in school is an example of a production modeled and predetermined by the teacher. I conclude that digital storytelling has the potential to contribute to learning, learning identity and agency, provided that it is based on a pedagogical strategy that carefully links school and leisure time digital practices.